Now here are two more poems from Glenys.
This one's a bit of an epic, but it was a long day. Still, I got a poem out of it, and the freezer hadn't defrosted, so it wasn't all bad. And I've called it Cleaning the Kitchen. My sight is much improved, so there was not any doubt. Dirty marks on kitchen units should be sorted out. I got my cleaning products, plus appliance made for steaming. Thought a few hours later, it would all be a-gleaming. So I put a talking book on, getting really in my stride. Sorted through the cupboards to tidy up inside. Plugged the steamer in, waited till it hissed. Very, very handy to sort out bits you'd missed. Shifted anything that could get in the way, then opened up the nozzle to give a little spray. Everything went dark, all the lights went out. Fridge stopped humming, story halted, I really could hear nowt. I tried flipping the fuse, didn't have much luck. Baffled and confused, I was truly stuck. Phoned the electrician, all that he could say, "Sorry, I'm in Anglesey, which is quite far away." He told me some sparks' names, had no numbers, but don't fret. With a bit of searching, you can find them via net. Well, that was a dilemma. As you probably know, without electricity supply, Google just won't go. Dialing up the gardener, a very helpful chap, said, "Hang on for half a mo, I'll come and sort that crap." Well, he made a splendid effort, though gave up in the end. The next thing that I thought to do was go and phone a friend. She and her husband had excellent advice. Using your eye dryer, waft it over once or twice. A dilemma here also, as you already know. Without electricity, it will just refuse to blow. After checking upstairs sockets, I shouted out with glee. Could put my extensions in. Alas, I needed three. Trailed them downstairs, spent ages wafting air into little plug holes using tender loving care. After 7 hours effort, flicked fuse up and it stayed, bringing me an answer to the prayers I had made. Now my freezer's on, network fine and fridge is lit. So if the tiles get muck on them, I am just leaving it. They'll get a wipe with something, maybe a dry cloth. And as for the flipping steamer, well, the darn thing's staying off. Some of the new poems I've done seem quite serious. Well, it's not because I'm depressed. It's because I've joined a more serious writers group as well. And what the subject this time was pain. And when I'd written the first one, I thought, oh, flipping heck, we're lacking a bit of humour here. So I went on to write another one, and that's about pain as well, but I think it's slightly lighter. So here goes with the first one. Pain. Where does your pain go to? Does it evaporate into the ethos? Does it dissipate in the black clouds of the despair? Or does it fragment, fluttering away with the breeze? No, it's like glass shards, ever ready to stab you. It lies quietly, never sleeping in the depths of your soul. Ever vigilant, listening for that tiny whispered word, waiting for some haunting tune or faint wafting aroma to evoke the memory. Then it leaps up to stab you without warning. Hurt and heartbreak flooding back like a broken dam. Pain, it doesn't die. It's patient, unforgetful, unforgiving. It waits. And the next one is pain. I have got a headache. My friend a pain in knee. paracetamol instead of cakes consumed with a cup of tea. But when I'd finished drinking and my friend had said goodbye, I strove in vain to work it out, but can't, no matter how I try. You see, nobody instructs pills, so just how do they know exactly where the hurt is, where they're supposed to go? Do they roam around the body like some great pinball game, or swim along your bloodstream? Can someone please explain? With having thought so hard at just what pills can do, I feel a migraine coming on. I need another two.